Yes, there's many choices that people can make. I think that we have to recognize in our mind those choices that are fantasy, that we believe that we need to have in order to be happy, and you can count them. And then there's our instinctual interests in things. The thing in us that just goes, I like this. I want to do this. Okay, so when I was probably 8, 9, 10 years old, I discovered my sister's stereo player. And I'd sit and I'd listen to like rock music or the music that I liked all the way through my teenage years. And I imagined, I created in my mind a picture of a person playing the guitar effortlessly, elegantly, completely connected, uplifting the audience joyfully. You know, like this was an image and I saw it. And you know, when you're 10, 11 years old, there's no rules in your imagination. There's no laws. No, you can't think that. And as I was thinking it, I was feeling it. You know, I was actually in it. And this is how you manifest. There's even a quote. I'm not like an overly religious person, but there's a quote in the Bible that sums up all the books ever written on manifestation in one sentence, when it was Jesus that said, in order to have something, when you pray for it, feel as though you already have it, and then it must manifest. So if you notice, this is what we're doing in our life all the time. I didn't know I was doing that when I was a kid. I was just lost in the elixir of a image that just felt great to me. And you plant a psychological seed, and then your body just goes about doing it. And it started when I was very young, and it was a visual. And I work on it all the time, all the time. It's not, you know, you're never quite there. And I fought it. I fought it for years, because in the world, in the conventional music world of performing, it's weird to a lot of people. And I was heavily criticized, you know, my face, my weird movements, it's just, what is, at times. So my ego doesn't want to be different than, you know, in a way. But my intentions were much stronger than anything. They just made me do it. And it's something I love doing. You become what you think about. And that's what I thought about, and that's what I've become. But I'm still a work in progress. I love that feeling of connecting. And all performers do. Everybody that's present in what they're doing is connecting. You can see it in great athletes when they're in the zone, or artists, or even business leaders. You know, they can hook into a zone. For musicians, sometimes it's not the integration of the whole body and the movement and stuff like that. It's to just stand there and do it, and that's fine. But for me, no, I discovered that I'm interested in performing. I like being a performer. I don't know why, you know, just that's what happened. And I love it. I love being up there and being a service provider. Mm-hmm. That's what a musician is. I'm providing an entertainment. And I want to take people away. I want to take them out of their world, out of their politics, out of their jobs, out of the problems that, you know, they face in the world, and just give them a moment to go, wow, you know, that's my job.